It is quite true, Miss Nebergall. You cannot move, nor yet can you speak, save by my consent.
What do you wish? I tell you right now, I'm not afraid of you.
No doubt, madame. And yet, what does it mean that you are unafraid? Can you move the more readily or speak the more loudly?
Aunt Dolly, let him speak. Let's have it over.
So, logical and wise, let us have it over.
Yes. Now, what is it you wish?
Miss Nebergall, you know what I wish. I know, and so you know. Is that not true?
Yes, Sandrum Conn. It is true.
To be sure it is true. But I should explain for the benefit of Madame Harkins.
But I haven't what you want.
You do not have it? So?
What in the world is the man talking about?
You do not have it. No. I see that you do not know its whereabouts.
No, I don't know where it is, that which you seek.
Then it is you. Come, madame. You must have it.
Must have what?
I tell you this, and I can brook no trifling. I have powers beyond your understanding. I have servants, voiceless, save at my command.
He speaks the truth, auntie. His mind tells me he does.
Madame Harkins, if you would see the sunset, if you would live out the hour, speak the truth. You must know.
I tell you, I don't know what you're talking about.
Speak! I command!
Mercy!
Who comes? We are disturbed.
The man's insane, I tell you.
We shall discuss this matter later.
Who is that?
Speak to the man, quickly.
Who is it? What do you want? Man's sake! The girl fainted.
Steward, ma'am. Hotchkiss.
The pool.
Oh, run! Run and get a doctor, steward!
Drop the lemons, ma'am.
Never mind the lemons. Call a policeman. I mean a doctor. Oh, mercy, ma'am. Don't stand there with your mouth hanging wide open.
Oh, what's happened here? You'll see the girl, madame.
She just fainted. Hand me that glass of water and stand guard over that Hindu.
Yes, here you are. Here. Say, what are you talking about? What Hindu?
Sandram Khan. Here, honey lamb. Auntie's here with you, and everything's all right.
There's no Hindu here, madame.
Don't be an idiot. Of course he is. Oh, there, lambie. Take a sip of water. Oh, what's happened? Stuart came in with lemons.
Quick, tell me, do you mean to say that the Hindu Sandram was here?
Well, of course, of all things, of course he was here. He's gone. Disappeared.
Mm-hmm. I'll see about this.
Help me up, Auntie. Really, I feel better.
Of course you do. Don't you ever let your father know you've passed out that easy.
Well, the fellow isn't anywhere about. Now tell me, what happened?
I don't know. Something just snapped, and then I woke.
Are you positive he was here?
Just as sure as I am of you being here now. He must have slipped out when Mary Ellen fainted.
But I was coming through the door as she fainted.
Then he went out the window at the back door.
Oh, there's no such thing.
I tell you, it's magic. Magic.
Oh, stuff for nonsense. There'll be no rabbits pulled out of hats around here. Magic or no magic.
Black magic. Black magic.
Yes. So people have said of the man. His power is great. And now...
What now?
We may be fighting for our lives. Or our souls. And Honolulu is 5 days away. Come. Let's get together on this and see how we can defend ourselves. What do we really know about this enemy we have to fight?
I'm sure I know nothing. I don't even know him except as a fortune teller of a superior sort.
What do you know? And who are you when you're not a steward on an ocean liner?
I'm sorry, but I can't answer that in full. I'm under obligations to remain silent. However, my name is Hotchkiss, both as a steward and as an ordinary citizen. I'm an Australian in origin, but I can't really say that it's my home.
I suppose you're one of these G-men.
Mm-mm. Supposition would be ill-founded. I don't deny that others in high office know I'm aboard this liner, yet I'm not officially connected with any government. No, not even the Commonwealth of Australia. Matter of fact, I'm on my own, because I can't make the others see things as I do and recognize the menace I see.
Menace? Sandram Khan?
Sandram Khan isn't his name. No one knows that.
Then who is he? Mercy, the man must be something or other.
Oh, that I can't say. I only know that in certain places in the Orient, there is a fear. A great, great and overpowering fear.
I know. I've felt it.
Yes, your father felt it, too, and took action against it. He came to me.
To you?
Yes, to me. And no man saw him after that. Well, here's what he learned by chance. That there was this fear. And that there was a person who ruled by that fear. By magical powers and shadows. Souls of men, perhaps, who answered his voice and did his bidding. Mr. Nevergill did not know the man's name. Yet he did tell me something of the cult, and hence I guessed that the syllables San or Ram might be used in a nom de plume.
He uses them both. Sandram, he calls himself.
So it would seem. Yet, from what your father told me, and from what I guessed, I judged that this mysterious chieftain, this wizard, would sooner or later be upon a liner bound for the South Seas. And I now judge that he is...
Oh, it must be Sandram.
Well, you say you saw him. I didn't. Is he the servant of the old Malay?
No.
Is he the Malay himself? Well, maybe you've seen him, an elderly man, corpulent.
No. Sandram is under middle age. He's tall and distinguished.
Oh, now let's get this thing in order. First, you called on Sandram in San Francisco, and he put the fear on you.
Hmm? Yes.
Then he read your mind, you say?
Yes.
That means that the man is an accomplished psychologist. A hypnotist. Well, I can hardly say that's unexpected.
And then something, I don't know what, followed us to this boat. We couldn't see it, and yet it was here in this room.
Stuff and nonsense, Mary Ellen. I moved that vase.
Shadows.
And then suddenly, Sandram Khan himself appeared in this room.
Mm-hmm.
He came through the door which you had left unlatched, he said.
But I'm sure I closed it.
And we heard drums, far distant.
Ship's engines, if you ask me. Things just aren't handled supernaturally anymore.
Right so. And then the man completely disappeared as I entered. Just like a smoke ring. He was gone.
I tell you, he must have slipped out the door when she fainted.
But he did fascinate us while he was here. Aunt Sally, you tried to call out and couldn't.
Oh, I couldn't move. Oh, it was just like a nightmare.
Obviously, Miss Nevergill, the man lured you to his place in San Francisco without your knowing it. He wants something. Something you have.
I suppose so. In fact, I know it, but I don't know what it is.
I believe this Sandram either is the man I'm seeking, or else he's closely connected. Mm-hmm. That was no doubt.
Then we'll go and ask him where my brother is being kept.
I'm afraid that'll do you no good. I'm also afraid that he has marked Miss Nevergill for some sort of activity. Some participation in his plotting.
Yes, but what is his plot?
I can't tell you. It's too fantastic for belief. Too horrible to consider. Yet, I believe I'm right in my suspicions.
But surely the captain can imprison the man if he's a plotter.
We can identify him.
Can you?
Of course we can. Haven't we seen him twice?
You've seen him oftener. Frankly, madame, I believe the servant of the Malay is the man who you call Sandram.
The servant? It's impossible.
Yes, for he saw you pass his stateroom. He laughed and called your name, passing it off to me as a coincidence that he'd seen you before from a distance.
The servant? Yes, it might be Sandram. They're nearly of an age, but... Oh, no, it's impossible. Sandrum is quite tall.
Height can be altered artificially. Hmm? What is it, Miss Nevergar? Did you hear something?
Drumming in my ears. Nervousness, I suppose.
It's the ship's engines again.
No doubt. Now, as I see the matter, our safety is in the fact that this Sandrum does not suspect me. And further, if he did, he wouldn't believe that I'd pierced his disguise. He does not know that I know him.
Oh, that fear's on me again.
You'd better rest a while, my dear.
The fear?
The drumming grows.
It's the vibrations. Vibrations. Part of his magic rests in the beating of drums.
I can hear the thing now.
I have something to say. What is it I wish to talk about?
Mary Ellen, come. You'd better go to bed.
I must talk.
Shh, listen.
I must say it. He's telling me to talk.
Native drums. And magic. Black magic.
He's laughing. And he bids me thank you, Bob Hodgkin.
Thank me?
For now he knows. Auntie, help me. I'm fainting again.
Oh, the poor lamb's out of her head.
There. I'm all right. The fear's gone.
Oh, idiot that I was. I should have known that the man's power could reach this far. He's heard every word we've said.
What we know, he knows. And more.
Infinitely more. I'm afraid we have got a fight on our hands. A fight in the dark.
A fight?
Yes. A fight for our lives. And Sandrum Khan knows all we know. It's magic. Black magic.